When we look at 30-day safety events, we see that the all-stroke rate is significantly less in TAVR patients than SAVR patients. Transfusion use was significantly lower for TAVR patients and, as Dr. Reardon mentioned at ACC, this is an important factor. Even one unit of blood transfused has been associated with elevated mortality, increases risk for renal failure, and drives up length of stay and cost. As typically seen, acute kidney injury was more common in surgery. Atrial fibrillation was more common in surgery, and cardiogenic shock was more common in surgery. Also, similar to other trials, major vascular complication and new permanent pacemaker were more common in the TAVR group. You may be thinking the pacemaker rates are higher than what you'd imagine when considering the rates we see in other trials today. We will be doing detailed analyses to understand drivers, but it is likely that a substantially lower inbound pacemaker rate, which affects the denominator of the 30-day rate calculation, and timing of the study were contributors. Additional TVT registry data for the Evolute R device show commercial Evolute R 30-day permanent pacemaker rates to be about 18%, which is consistent with our Evolute R clinical trials. The U.S. Evolute R study reported a 16.4% incidence of permanent pacemaker at 30 days, while the Evolute R CE Mark study was at 11.7%.